This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Bringing it back in here at an almost there Thursday, the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. And it is an honor and a privilege to have joining us here today, actor, writer, producer, founder, Ice Cube and NBA legend Kenyon Martin from the Big Three. Guys, how you doing today?
All good, you know, very good.
Now, Ice Cube, want to start with you and just looking back at everything you've done, your whole journey to get where you're at now. Have you ever looked back and been like, man, this has been one crazy ride?
Oh yeah. You know, sometimes it's weird to look back and see all the things that's went right, that could have went wrong. And, you know, I feel blessed in a lot of ways. But also I recognize that if you work hard and you put yourself around great people, that great things happen. And so, yeah, it's been crazy looking back on my journey.
Out of all the things that you've wanted to do, Ice Cube, and you come up with the co-founding of this Big Three, what was it that attracted you to this concept and putting something like this together?
Just as a fan, being able to see guys that I miss, you know, play the game of basketball, you know, seeing guys who still got, you know, gas left in the tank, retire is, to me, is heartbreaking, not only for the player, but for the fan. So I felt like this could be medicine for everybody. You know, the fans get to see guys that we spent 10, 12 years invested into, but also guys who were born ballers get a chance to do what they do best, which is ball. And, you know, I believe there's a lot of good will going back and forth with this league for fans and players.
Now, Kenyon, I wanted to ask you something here. You're 15th season NBA, first overall pick for the New Jersey Nets, NBA All-Star. But last season, you captained the undefeated trilogy team. When you look at this league and everything it's doing, did you see this happening, just the amount, the play, everything that's going on there, the intensity? Did you see that happening when this Big Three was brought to you?
Didn't know what to expect. I knew we were going to go out and hoop, which I know what I was going to bring to the table, the way I play the game. And then just knowing that, and then seeing some of the other guys that signed on after the fact, I knew it was going to be competitive. I didn't know how competitive it was going to be. But then week one, got an idea last year on how competitive the season was going to go. And it didn't disappoint. It didn't disappoint myself. I'm pretty sure it didn't disappoint Cube and the powers that be and the fans. The fans are crucial in this. If they don't respect the play and like the play, then they're not going to come out and support us, and then the league is not going to thrive the way it should. So I think the play spoke for itself last year, you know, and the fans came out to support it. And then that's why we're in season two coming up now, and guys are looking forward to season two.
You know, Kenyon, I remember watching you play at the University of Cincinnati, and you were just an absolute monster, and then the way that you took over the NBA. When you get to this and you see a lot of the guys that you played with and the guys that you played against, does it make it a little bit easier with it being a younger league and a younger idea for fans to grasp? Does it make it easier to help grow when you know a lot of the people that are involved?
Yeah, definitely, because you know what guys bring to the table. You know what guys are about. Of course, there are some names and some guys that deserve to be in it that like a Chauncey Billups and a Steven Jackson, but you have other guys that's made a name for themselves, you know what I'm saying, throughout this, you know, coming into the training camp and playing hard and playing well. But, yeah, no, just guys and knowing your competition, like I said before, knowing what guys are about. And you're going to bring it because we've played against each other for years. And just having that good competitive nature in each one of us is going to come out, I'm saying, when we step on the floor. You know, so and I think Cube appreciate that, you know, knowing that guys are going to go out and play hard each and every night because there's something to play for other than the championship is pride. You know, and I think pride overweighs a lot. You know, when you've been battling against a guy for year in, year out, and multiple guys playing in playoff series, and then seeing that same face again just brings that to the surface. You know, and the fans appreciate that.
Big Three founder Ice Cube and NBA legend Kenyon Martin joining us here on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line. Ice Cube, question for you. Last year, saw some, I wouldn't say out of touch or out of area, but Tulsa, Oklahoma, Lexington, Kentucky, Seattle, who had basketball, Las Vegas, of course, for the championship. Now this year, more conventional areas as far as with the NBA. Was that a planned step by the Big Three, or was it something that you noticed last season?
No, we plan to still take basketball to places that don't usually get it. You know, it just fell into place this year that all the arenas that gave us the best deals were NBA arenas. But, you know, I think the beauty of not being connected to cities is the fact that we can take the Big Three League anywhere. So, you know, this year these are the 10 cities that came up. Next year it'll probably be 10 different cities. We do want to get some college towns and some places that usually don't get a chance to see basketball on this level or never get to see pros play live. So that's what we want to do, and that's what we're going to end up doing next year. So what's cool, what it is when we come to your town, make sure you come, because it's not guaranteed that we're coming back next year. So make sure you see us when you can.
Yeah, July 20th, I will be at the American Airlines Arena here down here. We're down here in Miami, so I'll be there watching the big thing.
And I'm here in Houston, June 22nd, Toyota Center, where you kick things off. So I think it's great. I'm really looking forward to it. There's a lot of changes between, you know, as you're growing, you know, Ice Cube and Kenyon, that between years one and two, they say that there are, you know, changes in leagues and you know, things evolve. Have you noticed any big changes or any new ideas or things you're going to tweak from year one to year two?
Well, you know, we're doing things like, I mean, the games are so great. We don't have to do too much to the actual basketball, but we're going to be live this year on FS1 and Fox. Last year we were tape delayed, played on Sundays, but games came on Monday night, so being live, I think, is going to bring a different kind of energy to the fan base. We've added great new players to the league. I think guys are going to be way more in shape than they was year one. They didn't really know what to expect year one, but they know what to expect now. So I just feel like, you know, the game is going to elevate because we're going to be that much better. And we'll take a look at it, but we worked a year on these rules and the look of this thing, so we believe we got something that's very entertaining to watch, you know, and witness live. So, you know, few changes, but not too many.
And I agree with you, Ice Cube. It's very, very entertaining to watch there. Kenyon, one last thing. We've got about a minute to go here. Can you tell us a little bit about the Kenyon Martin Foundation?
Oh, the Kenyon Martin Foundation, man, at-risk youth violence, just trying to cover the board, man, going out and doing my part in the community, things that I grew up around, just trying not to put my foundation and do things that I don't know anything about or things that I'm not passionate about. Those things that I grew up around in my neighborhood that's still going on in my neighborhood and in other inner city neighborhoods throughout the country, man. So just trying to bring awareness to it, show children that people actually still do care. Just trying to do my part.
Thank you, Ice Cube, NBA legend Kenyon Martin. Thank you, guys. Big Three tipping off June 22nd at the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas. 10 big weeks, guys. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having us, man.
Thanks for having me. It means a lot.
That was Ice Cube and NBA legend Kenyon Martin on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. And CM Tubbs, You get the tip-off June 22nd at the Toyota Center. I got to wait till July.
Yeah, and to me, I was just curious because sometimes we know that – you know, you tweak things from year one to year two. I thought the first year, I thought it was a great success. And I mean, notwithstanding some of the issues in the off season, you know, with having to remove your commissioner, but I think that it is a really good concept, and I think it's something that can work, and it has worked. I'm just curious, you know, how you tweak a little something here, you introduce this, you take that, because it seems like everything's always an evolving process. But I'm excited, man, and I thought the question was good when you were asking, hey, you know, are these the arenas that you're going to shoot for? And when he said, no, these were the places that gave us the best deals. Yeah. I mean, that's spoken like a true businessman. Yeah. I mean, and that's what he is. He's a businessman at this point.
Well, no, it is a business, because when you looked at it before, they were Lexington, Kentucky. They took it to Nevada. When you looked at where they were at, it was kind of like, as they were saying, the good college town, Lexington, Kentucky, University of Kentucky. And you start looking at what they're doing, but they're doing big things, and of course, Ice Cube being involved in it with everything he's already involved with, it's successful. It's nothing but up for that big three. And coming up, we go from Ice Cube, we go to the ice. Alex Kirshner is going to join us. We're going to talk NHL next on the Sports Bosses.